The city had $100,000 to spend on nonprofit organizations. It opted to keep about 10 grand for emergencies, but most of the rest of it went to 12 different groups.
Board President for the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
I'm Kari Lundgren.
I'm Tiffany Pearson.
And we're from the Sitka Summer Music Festival. And
we started the Sitka Seafood Festival in 2010. We incorporated in late
Executive Director of the Island Institute and
Sitka Whale Fest is a science symposium for the non-scientists.
Nonprofits can apply for the grants, which come from a special line item in the city budget. They're grouped into three categories: human services, cultural and educational services, and community development. By and large, the process went smoothly, but very slowly. The only hiccup appeared to be a conversation about whether to give money to the Girl Scouts, who run a local unit in Sitka. The organization requested $19,400 under the human services category. Here's Assemblymember Matt Hunter.
It doesn't, to me, meet the human services bar that I'm looking at. The others, particularly Braveheart, Southeast Independent Living and Youth Advocates, all provide extremely necessary services for the needy members of our community.
Other assembly members agreed with what Matt Hunter said, many of them going to great pains to say that they had nothing against the Girl Scouts in particular. When it was the public's turn, Hannah McPike, a senior Girl Scout, sat down at the witness table wearing her patch-covered sash.
Girl Scouts really helped me. It helps a lot of girls who can't do sports, who don't feel comfortable doing sports. It's helped me feel comfortable to come and talk to you this evening. There really is more to Girl Scouts than selling cookies.
And while other organizations focus on dealing with issues after they've arisen, Hannah's mother, Patty McPike, said Girl Scouts does the opposite.
Girl Scouts is an organization which tries to offer an alternative and prevention prior to people needing intervention. And, you know, the an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
A lot of the assembly members agreed, but not to the tune of $19,000. They ended up giving the Girl Scouts about $2,300. In the human services category, the big winner was Braveheart Volunteers. The end-of-life and elder care nonprofit received all of the $20,000 it requested. Other grants went out to the Sitka Summer Music Festival, Sitka Whale Fest, the Island Institute, and Sitka Trailworks, whose board president heeded the mayor's call for quick testimony as the clock moved ever closer to a mandatory adjournment deadline.
Brian Hansen, Sitka Trailworks, thank you, grateful. We leverage. Great to be a partner. Thank you.
Good job. Thank you.
The grand total of grants turns out to be less than what's in the budget. Talk around the assembly table suggested moving some of that extra money into an infrastructure fund, but the assembly ran out of time, and they're expected to take up that issue at their next meeting on September 24th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.